Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 12th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, U.S. President Donald Trump has revealed a secret plane swap after last month's NATO summit in Turkey. Trump said the Secret Service and military ordered him onto a different aircraft because of a possible threat. U.S. officials told CBS News that intelligence had detected a credible Iranian threat involving a missile. Trump was secretly moved from Air Force One to a smaller military jet, while journalists and some officials remained on the original plane. The White House has not publicly confirmed the specific threat. The unusual operation has raised questions about the safety of those left aboard the decoy aircraft. Another news. In Wisconsin, a closely watched Democratic primary remains too close to call. Progressive candidate Francesca Hong and moderate David Crowley were separated by only a few hundred votes, with more than 90% counted. The winner will face Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany in November. The contest is being watched as a test of the Democratic Party's direction in a key battleground state. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, Trump-backed candidate Mike Lindell lost the Republican governor nomination to State House Speaker Lisa DeMuth. Senator Amy Klobuchar won the Democratic nomination. The results could offer clues about the influence of Trump and progressive politics heading into the midterm elections. Around the world, rescue teams in Colombia are racing against time after a powerful earthquake killed more than 180 people. The magnitude 7.4 quake struck western Colombia on Monday, with Cali and Pereira among the hardest hit cities. Officials say nearly 2,600 people have been injured, and almost 200 remain missing. More than 1,100 homes were destroyed, while thousands more were damaged. Rescue workers and volunteers continue searching collapsed buildings as aftershocks complicate operations. Colombia's government has declared a state of emergency, while countries including the United States, Spain, and Brazil have offered assistance. Authorities warn that the death toll could still rise as rescuers reach more affected areas. Another news. Tensions are rising again on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea fired a ballistic missile into waters off its eastern coast early Wednesday, according to South Korean and Japanese authorities. The missile traveled about 700 kilometers. The launch came just days before major U.S. South Korean military exercises scheduled to begin on August 17th. Seoul condemned the firing and said it was maintaining a strong defense posture with Washington. Japan also lodged a protest, while the U.S. military said the launch posed no immediate threat to its personnel or territory. Analysts say the timing may have been intended as a warning ahead of the military drills. Another news. A new UN report says 2.4 million Afghan girls have been denied secondary education since the Taliban returned to power. UNESCO says the number has risen by 200,000 since last year and could approach 4 million by 2030 if the ban continues. Girls have been barred from secondary schools since 2022, while women have also faced restrictions on university education and employment. UNESCO called for the immediate restoration of girls' right to education. The agency says the restrictions are reversing two decades of progress and could cost Afghanistan billions of dollars over the coming decades. The wider education system is also struggling, with more than half of primary age children reportedly out of school. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.